Some of my sweetest friends this year should be a special schus for a memoras shichius schus simcha. Ben echagit and echagit was rechaim tzvi, v'chol anil v'mei lea, v'ay dabar Hashem al Moshe lemor, tzav is aram v'esbon av lemor. Says Moreno Rabbeinu Maran Arab Zetzal, b'siduro olat ra'aya, k'shem sh'alemor arishon imusid lahagit, shekoyach ha'ashpa המקורית של הדיבור על משה, הופיע גם כן באמירה שלו, למסור דבריו, למי שנצטווה להגיד לו. את דבר השם קוקן ביסוד הצבא של בנו לבניו, שיש בה משום זירוז מעל הדורות, יעמוד כוח החיים של דבר השם הראשון כאשר יצא מפי רואה נאמן ראשית קדושת כהונה בישראל אהרון ובניו. It says, Vaidabir Hashem Moshe Lemor. Hashem said to Moshe, saying, now Moshe has to say this further. The same Dibur that Hashem said to Moshe, that Hashpa of the Dibur of Hashem to Moshe, was passed on to Aaron. That's the Lemor. The Koach Hashpa Mikorit, the original Koach Hashpa that Hashem had when he spoke to Moshe, was then passed on to Aaron. Vaidabir Hashem Moshe Lemor, to say it on with the same Hashpa. And then in that same way, Tzavis Aron Besbanav, Lamor. What's the Lamor over here? So this is Zeruz Chazal say, Miyadu Ledoros. It's giving them alacrity, giving them a push for now and for all the generations. That the Koach HaChayim of Dvar Hashem, the power of life of the Word of God, the original Word of God when it came out of the mouth of Moshe, to the beginning of the holiness of Kahuna and the Jewish people, Aron Ulabanav, so it's going to be for now and for all the generations. Kamo shehaya miyad ken yeh ledorot. Tzav et Aaron ve et banav lemor. Zat omeret, miyad ledoros. Command Aaron and banav, just like now it comes with this hashpa, with this power, with this impact, it should also be ledoros. Be'oto roshem hakodesh be'etzem bo'otzem chiyuto v'omek litato, be'emunat oman nizgava, ve'haroshem, it should be with the same holy influence, with the power of chius, of vitality, and the depths of absorption, with great faith. It's based on a pasuk in Yeshaya 25:1. Hashem Elokei Ataro Mimcha Odeh Shimcha Ki Yasisa Pele Eitzos Miracha Kamuna Omen Hashem You Are My God, I will exalt you, I will praise your name, for you have done wonderful things, even counsels of old, in faithfulness and truth. So that's the lesson over here of the Rav of Emunas Omen. Emunat Omen Nizgava V'Roshem Azeh Po'el again Neged Kol Et Rashlut. And this impact, this influence is active in order to guard us, protect us from any weakening, from any laziness. Hevshrit Lavo Makom Shesh Chisaron Kis, that might come because of a loss of money. U'Po'el La'Kish Et Roshem Adorot El Roshem Shel Miyad. And is active to equate the Roshan for all the generations to the immediate Roshan. So the Rav is really basing himself in the Sifra that he quotes over here, that this Tzav is for now and for the generations, and especially as a Chisaron Kis. So we have over here, Vaidabar Hashem Moshe Lemor, that the same thing that Hashem says to Moshe, when he passes it on Lemor, it's with the same influence, same impact, the same power, as he received it from Hashem, obviously Kiviyachol on Moshe's level. And then Tzavis Aaron is Banav Lemor. What's the Lemor? Command Aaron is Banav. In other words, not only are you commanding them, but you're also commanding for the generations. It should be the same impact that you have on them. It should also be for the generations. Zot Torah Ta'ola Hi Ola. This is Torah Sa'ola. Haloi Ola Tamid. This is Ola Ola Rishon, the first carbon. Shemivayer Befarasha Taroshem Aruchani Hakadosh VeNimrat Shipoelet. That it explains in this parasha the spiritual impact that it has, the holy impact that it has, and all of the details of the Seder Avodah that are mentioned over here. What is the Torah of the Ola? What is the Torah of the Ola? So we're talking about the Ola's Tamid, and that's the first carbon of the day. And it makes a tremendous impact on all of the with all of the details of the avoda, the impact is made, and it has a hashpah on the entire nation, because where do you get this carbon from? Where do you get this carbon olah from? From the money of the tzibur. And a mail that has an impact on the whole tzibur. And this content is a Torah shlem. It's a Torah. It's a whole Torah. It's a great, great teaching. The impact of the olah, because it's so fiery. It's so powerful. It's that starts off the day. All the karbanos come after it. That it's the yisod of all the karbanos. And the Rav doesn't say that. I'm just adding that. And this content is a complete Torah, that holy lights from the source of the life of the nation appear here, from all the glory of the shine of its soul. It appears on the individual, on the community. So this is now should be alive in our souls. Zos Torah Sa'ola, this great Torah of the Ola, the impact that the Ola is making on the nation. Hi Ola al-Madam is Be'ach Kol Laila, that's the Ola that... goes on the fire, on the Mizbeach, all night until the morning. And the Esh HaMizbeach Tukad Bo. And the fire of the Mizbeach is burning in it. Rashi says this teaches us about the Evarim and Pedarim that are burning all night. The limbs of the animal. Hekder chalavim veivarim, the limbs and the fats. So it's on the fire, on the mizbeach, all night until the morning. Even though the ikar pu'ul of the carbon and the purpose of the carbon, the highest purpose and the most fundamental purpose is contingent on the zrikas hadam, yisara kapara, the foundation of atonement, ki adam u'anepu v'nefesh yichaper, because it says that the dam is mechaper, the drikas hadam, shehu yesh bo yisod nafshi l'romem, et atzad ruchani ha-yisodi, because it has the spiritual foundation to elevate the fundamental spiritual part, sheba adam and man, sheba umam, the nation, b'chlala, in general, b'chol prat, u'prat mi'prateh, and all the details, shehu kaparat hadam. And that's the kaparat hadam. As the kaparat hadam elevates us spiritually, and we do drikas hadam. Aval amat me'yoch ha-nashi shufa yesh la'ez tochen shal avshata, yesh tochen shal ha-chiyuni. So there's the spiritual part, which is more abstract. And then there's the more physical part, the more natural part, that also has to be elevated. All of the physical properties also have to be elevated and purified and polished. Through the koach of dveikus elokis, of clinging to God, that flows in the entire nation from the kedusha of hakrava. V'akatuv modienu, the pasuk is teaching us shezoi haolam mamash kekocha atzili ketchunat kaparat adam shu hanefesh kenu koach hatevi hamizgi betchunat ha'olah shel ha'olah al mokdei ha'mizbeach shehi olah al ha'moked ha'kadosh mizdakechet b'koach esh kodesh umarai v'gam poelet lezakechet kol hatevim hamizgim hagufanim shel kol ha'chayim hakshurim b'mefar kedusha zo. So this Ola, he Ola, in other words, this Torah, this is the Torah of the Ola, and it's Ola, this goes up, it elevates everything. Just like the blood does for the spiritual, so too this does for the physical. He Ola, Alam is Beach, so this Al Mokdalam is Beach on the fire. The fire is burning, the spiritual fire is burning to elevate this this physicality. Alam is Beach all night, Kol Alayla. Beit Shatfaim Achomrim Mitkabrim Ba'olam, where there's more physicality in the world. Beit Sha'or HaNeshama Tzilin is Nidach Me'at, the night is darkness. So the noble soul is a little bit extinguished. Mipnei Gasut HaPusal Adam Balachai, because of the crudeness that spread out on man and on living beings. Halot ha-ruchanit shalala, the spiritual fatigue of the night. Ola kayemet, al mokdal ufolat ha-zikuch ha-roi. So this ola is on the fire, and this is going to purify. Shalishka kol ha-chayim bo mekacham ranut. So that life won't descend into the depth of physicality. V'yitala b'chot ha-kvo v'rog sh'yabo ha-bok, and it's going to be elevated with all of its power, with all of its light. When the morning comes, v'yad mochon l'mod l'chal l'fnei Hashem l'deyot b'chol ha-daro. And it's going to be prepared to stand before God and the God of all of knowledge with all of its splendor. This Ola's job is to elevate the Teva, elevate nature, and it's on the Mizbech all night. The night is when the we're liable to get absorbed into the physical part of life, of the world. We're spiritually tired, physically tired, spiritually tired, and therefore you have this fire, this holy fire that's going to be until morning, keep us going till morning, and then when the light shines, and then we can get back into the Ruchnius. Vesha Mizbech Tukad Bo, and the fire of the Mizbech is going to be burning with it. This purification of the physical qualities, שגם להם יד ושם לשאיפה של העדינות הכוחות והתארת המזגים. אבל יותר ויותר מזה, הוא הכוח הגורם לילוי העידון הזה שבו המרקד העולה. כי יש המזבח, יש הקודש העולה מתלמל לבעבת השם בוערה בו בתכונה כל שר של הוותיה, חיה הפועל התוקד בו. So this עידון, this purification of the physicality that comes out of the treasure, the active godly treasure of the burning of the Ola on the fire on the Mizbeach elevates a lot more, is elevated a lot more than we know. Because this Koach HaYokeh, this power of burning, which absorbs, which sort of digests and elevates the Yisod HaBsarich, and again we're dealing with the limbs on the Mizbeach, and then the fire is elevating that to Shemayim. So that symbolizes our physicality, that the fire is purifying it, elevating it to Shemayim, all of the nation, all of individuals of the nation, the entire nation, and from that the Ashba goes to all of mankind and to all living beings. And this is not just a mundane koach, a secular koach that's supposed to have a practical benefit for society, which is also important, but much more. It brings us to Avas Hashem. That's why the Eisham Mizbech, the Mizbech is the sacrifice, is the Kirvat Hashem, and Tukad Bo is gonna burn in it. In other words, it's gonna burn in us, right? The Svasemis is gonna burn in the Kohen. That's the Tukad Bo. So in every individual, this Eisham Mizbech is burning to elevate us, to bring us to Avas Hashem. Levash HaKohen Mido Ba'ad Mechnesei Ba'ad Yavash HaBsaro. And the Kohen's going to wear his Mido Ba'ad, his linen garment, and he shall put linen breeches upon his body, and he shall remove all the ashes from the fire that has consumed the burnt offering in the altar, and he shall put them beside the altar. אף על פי שכך היא ההלכה שכל ארבעת הבגדים צריכים להיות בעבודה זו. You have to wear all the בגדים. Right, like it says in Sifra, Tzav. ממש בשנאמר הבעד, שומן ידע על הכלם, so you hear four כלם, מקום מקום, ברית הכתוב את הקטונות ואת המכנסיים. So the pasuk details the cloak and the pants. Right, that's the mido bad, is the cloak. Like Rashi says, or ketones. And the undercoat, and it's called Mido because it has to be his measure. And then Michnasei Bad, why these two eyes wearing all four begadim? So the answer is Ela Mechaprim Aktonet, Aktonet what's it, Mekonos Mechapiran, and Shvichus Dam, the cloak is Shvichus Dam. Sheskulotala Atzora Tchunata Mezega Kasani. In other words, this school of the Michnasei Bad, of the Ksoines, is to stop the anger. Physical anger, shishbo kalkala nafshit, that has spiritual destruction. Hakshura b'reticha gufanit, that's connected to the firing of the body. Shesadu ruchani amekulkal mitgaber, but that the spiritual side that's corrupt is going to be misgaber in a person, and then he'll get angry. And the pants are mechaper and gilei harayis, tochen shel kukul shel tzad achum yitkaber, b'mizgoa liyesod ha-ruchani, v'shneim hem nasim kshetkim v'zakchim v'zo amatam, b'skulata shel yikidat ha-olah l'mizbeach. Ha-amadam lukta. In other words, it purifies both. It purifies both the ka'asani, that's the ksainis, that it's mechaper and shvichus dam, which comes from anger. And then there's the heiliger mechnesayim, which are mechaper and gilei harayis, which comes from the taifas nashim. And this fire purifies both them in particular. And this kedusha connects to good midas. With the illusion and the value of the physical powers that remain from all of the acts of the yikida. As the yikida burns the physical, and that's what purifies. It purifies these midas. These very physical midas, these corruptions that are rooted in the soul and then express themselves in the body. So we wear these clothing, these holy, pure Big Day Kodesh, and they're supposed to elevate us from our crass physical existence to some much more noble existence, pure, elevated. And from the hashpa of this holy fire, and the Ola, that's Ola Ala Moked, that goes on this fire, so this really fires us up, this elevates us, this purifies us, these physical qualities. So he lifts up the deshen, that the ashes that the fire had eaten up the ola and the mizbeach, consumed the ola, and then he puts the ashes next to the mizbeach. Omer Rav, ha'pula she'shalhevet eish kodesh osa tchunat ha'adam beit mefala hi na'ala mikol orachaim tiviim v'chavrutim shel ha'adam. כל זמן שהפעולה היא על המזבח, הרי היא מתעלה מכל דוגמה אנושית ואי אפשר שיתנהג על ידי העולם האנושי במפעליו הקוראים. So, we have the Shalev Eish Kodesh, and that's above the natural life. As long as it's on the Mizbeach, it's above any human example. We can't conduct human life as we're supposed to. Because it's on the Mizbeach, it's too high, it's too holy. להיות שם שמור וגנוז עוד עומד בראש עם קדושתו ולא הפרעה, אף שנעשה מצוותו בקדושתו עומד ושמו שלא יפזר. זאת אומרת, that it's telling us that you have to put the ashes next to the Mizbeach, which symbolizes the fact that the holiness is going to be expressed not only in the Mizbeach, but even in daily life. So we have the blaze of sacred flames inside the human soul that transcends ordinary life. That's the first stage. That's the nighttime burning of the offering and the fire of the Mizbeach. However, we want to extend that to our lives, to our daily lives. So therefore, we go out and we put it on the next to the Mizbeach and it remains holy. You know, it is scattered around. So what's up with this now? Now we take the ashes and we bring it out to a pure place. So before we had the avodah that's supposed to make hashpah on the nefesh, on the soul, the collective soul of the people, the individual souls of the people. But now he's putting on other clothing, and he's taking out the deshen, he's taking out the ashes. What does this do? So this is mefarsim. This publicizes these the fire, the purity to the people. So on one hand, you're taking it off the mizbeach and you're putting it next to the mizbeach, and that shows that the fire extends to daily life. So now we have to be mefarsim this to the people. And that it should be in a kavua way. So therefore you need other clothing. The first clothing doesn't work. It's not on the same level. It's informing the people. This fire for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in public life. So what do? We bring it outside. But it still has to be pure. So yeah, he's changing into lesser clothing. He's descending from the state of Kohen, from his higher spiritual state. But now at least he's being mefarsim to the people. He's publicizing it. And the fire in the Mizbeach will burn it, it won't be extinguished. So there's a great influence here that even after the life has been expanded from the holy center, and they're now more secular life, involved in mundane matters of life, they've descended from the elevated eternity level. Still, the Eish and the Kodesh of the Mizbeach still is burning in one's heart. That's the school of the Eish and the Mizbeach. That's the school of that it's Paul Meirachuk, that it's it impacts a person even from afar. That's it. The fire is burning in every neshama. Great waters can't extinguish the love. Rivers will not sweep it away. So the idea again is that there's the fire on the Mizbeach. The fire on the Mizbeach is the fire that we have for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it has to extend into the Jewish, into the souls of the Jewish people. And that extension is expressed in the fact that you put the ash is next to the Mizbeach. But it's not just going to be in the realm of holy. It's also going to be in the realm in the soul of the Jew in his daily life. And then we have to mefarsim that. We have to publicize that to everybody. And then we take it out. Then we take out the ashes and we put it in Makom Tor. The Kohen can't wear the same begadim when he takes them out because it's a little bit of a yerida to take them outside. But then even after all that is said and done, even after we've gone to the physical world, but the fire is still burning in the soul. And that's Eis HaMizbeach Tukad Balo Sichbe. So Rit Hashem will hopefully continue with Ubiar Kohen Eitzim Baboker Baboker. But I hope this gave us a little taste of the unbelievable Kiddush of Rav Kook. This is how he used to daven. He was thinking these thoughts that we were reading as. I'm unbelievable. All right, thank you so much for listening. We shall continue. Shalom, shalom.